Greetings, everyone. This is Brian Stovall, the Tech Accountant with the Bryco Group Incorporated and thetechaccountant.com. And this week I wanted to ask everyone out there in blogland a question, and that was, did you notice what the IRS has been doing lately? And I put the emphasis on the word notice because currently the IRS may be a little bit nicer and everything, but they are still trying to collect money on the tax gap that we've discussed on the blog that I usually write on, thetechaccountant.com. And basically what they're going to do now is they are going to increase the number of notices that they send to taxpayers in an effort to collect on any type of discrepancies or unpayments of tax. So I basically wanted to give you guys a little overview of some of the notices that you may be receiving. And there are about 7 different kind of notices that one would receive from the IRS. So let's go ahead and get started. Basically, the first one would be CP 11 series. A client would receive this if they had a discrepancy regarding their earned income tax credit. Then we have CP 12 or CP 13 math error notices. And the IRS will adjust a file return due to a miscalculation or a refund. Next, you'll receive a CP 14 notice. This is for a balance that is due, or you did not pay. You have an outstanding balance when you filed your return. Next, we have a CP 23 or 24, which is an estimated tax discrepancy. Typically, this would go out to small business owners, investors, or retirees who make estimated tax payments. Next, we would have a CP 88 refund on hold due to a missing tax return. And this would be sent to a taxpayer that the IRS has not received a tax return from. And next, you would have what's called a CP 2000 notice. This is an underreportment of income. And typically that is pretty much self-explanatory. Investors and small business owners filing for early refunds may receive this notice. And then finally, number 7 is a letter 3850 or 1B appointment letter for an employment tax audit from the IRS National Research Program. And this is one that will be sent to small business owners or employers when they are selected for an IRS audit to determine if there are independent contractors or actual employees for their business. Now, I can give you, if you go to thetechaccountant.com, there will be a more descriptive, detailed list of the type of CP notices. And CP, by the way, stands for collection process. And you can get a little more detail on what those notices are and how to go about responding to the IRS in those notices. So I hope this brief overview gives you some information on what you can do when you get a notice from the IRS, because they are definitely trying to close the tax gap in the coming months. Again, this is Brian Stovall, the Tech Accountant with the Bryco Group, signing off. Have a great day.